maybe they can work things out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Times are wasting. We got a lot of work to do.
Senator Dick Durbin and Democrats say they're optimistic they can agree on the text of that bipartisan infrastructure rebuild plan this afternoon. Republicans threaten to vote no to move the process forward.
We're not going to the bill until we know what the bill is.
That's Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The recent rise in COVID cases driven by the more contagious Delta variant has convinced a Republican in Congress to join the ranks of the vaccinated. Steve Scalise tells Fox.
You do see about 95 to 98% of people in the hospital for COVID are people that aren't vaccinated.
Scalise says he waited to get the shots because he had COVID antibodies and believed he had some natural immunity. Some areas have more people, though, refusing to get the vaccine.
Public health researchers in Arkansas are calling a spike in COVID-19 cases a forest fire, with the state's top health official warning that he expects significant outbreaks in schools.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. A British man was arrested in Spain today to face charges here in the U.S. over a July 2020 Twitter hack that hit high profile politicians and celebrities. The former chairman of the Trump inaugural committee is due in court today. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, Tom Barrack, a former Trump advisor and private equity investor, was arrested Tuesday and charged with acting as an agent of a foreign government without notifying the U.S. Justice Department. Prosecutors in the Eastern District of New York say Barrack lobbied officials with the United Arab Emirates government during Trump's 2016 campaign in his early months in office. The indictment against Barrack states he was seeking the role of special envoy to the Middle East. Dave?
Rachel, anti-Trump lawyer Michael Avenatti goes on trial today again, this time in California, charged with embezzling money from clients. Avenatti was recently convicted in New York of extortion, sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
I started using when I was 13.
Taylor is in recovery from an addiction to prescription opioids.
It was like, oh, well, they're medications. They can't be that dangerous. My perception was once you stop using, like, that's it. Your life is over. I didn't even realize that I needed help until, like, the day that I got arrested. I have been able to accomplish a lot in my recovery. I just want to be happy, and I want to thrive in my life.
If you or someone you know is struggling, there is hope. Recovery is possible. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Sometimes the world can seem a cold place. So we gotta bring the warmth to it. Sometimes the world can seem a broken place, so we gotta strive to fix it. At the end of the day, we are empowered to create the world we wanna live in. So we prepare for the worst, but we must always, always expect the best. Smith & Wesson, empowering America.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Consumer habits have certainly changed in the last year. Think about your life and what's different from about 1 year ago. Your customers have had a similar experience. The world has reopened, but it doesn't guarantee that people still remember your business. Let Greater Yuma know your business is open and what you can offer people in this reopened world. Start inviting people to do business with you all over again. Learn how at yumaadvertising.com.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber Chatter, as always, is just the good stuff from the Chamber being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. this morning, speaking of good stuff, we are here to talk with the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma. And in the studio this morning, we always we have Russ waving at the camera. It's not on. He says it's not on. Okay, so he turns the camera towards me and it's not on. Love having Russ in the studio. Unfortunately, there's three of us in here and only three mics, so his mic is taken away, but I'm sure if he has something to say, he'll let us know. And then we also have from the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma, we have Veronica Shore. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And we have Cammy Frost. Good morning, Cammy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no see. I just saw you yesterday.
Yeah, that was a fun meeting.
We had a chamber board meeting yesterday, but at least it was short and to the point.
So yes, I liked good. It.
Yeah, it was great. But let's get to the point here. It is grant season at the Arizona Community Foundation. So what exactly does that mean?
So the Arizona Community Foundation has a grant cycle every year. It's a competitive grant cycle where we invite nonprofits in the community to apply for up to $10,000 to implement their mission in our community. So we know that when nonprofits receive money, they do a lot of good and they help make Yuma a better place to live for all.
Awesome. So how do I apply? How do I get one? I want one.
The easiest way is to go to www.azfoundation.org/Yuma and then just click on Grants and Initiatives and it'll walk you through the process there. We have some really cool tutorial videos on how to apply through the portal and how to write your grant and things like that.
Okay, but am I eligible?
You have to be a 501c3, a government agency, a tribal entity, or a school setting. School institution, I guess, is the correct word.
And what are you looking for?
We have different areas. So we have a youth category. We have a health category. We have a unrestricted category and arts and culture.
Can you give me an idea of what have people been approved for in the past?
So let's go with health. So last year, health, one of our recipients was the Ronald McDonald House. We have a lot of youth here in Yuma who go to Phoenix to the Phoenix Children's Hospital to get assistance, and their families haven't planned to go over there. So sometimes they can't afford hotels. So the Ronald McDonald House works to provide them with housing during their stay there. And with the funding that ACF has provided, they've housed hundreds of Yuma families.
Okay, so it does stay in Yuma, correct?
Well, right. A good example is the nonprofits have to be serving people of Yuma County. Mm-hmm. So the Ronald McDonald House is obviously in Phoenix. But because it's serving Yuma families, those monies are designated specifically for Yuma families.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So a time when people really need it, that would be great.
Yeah, and then we have another similar in the health area. We have a group called Addipack that puts together little backpacks for families who are told basically overnight that they have to take their children to Phoenix. And it includes, like, vouchers for food, gas cards, hotel information, and anything that, you know, sometimes people are not familiar with a big city like Phoenix. So just basic information to help them get around during their first few days of stay over there.
Now, Veronica, I know you've been with the Community Foundation for a while now. So tell me, what do you have any favorite stories of people that you know that this has helped?
You know, one of my most favorites, I'm big on arts and culture, and is the Mural a Month that ACF helped fund with the Next Gen folks, because that has really increased the presence of arts in the community, and it sort of kicked off other organizations sponsoring murals. So, like, every time I drive by 4th Avenue and 3rd Street and see the Del Sol mural, downtown Yuma, the Greetings from Yuma mural, that's one of my favorites. I take everybody there to take pictures in front of it. So what else? All the other little murals that maybe ACF didn't fund, but helped get inspired by what ACF did fund.
Now, Cammy, you've been there since last fall.
Yes, coming up on a year.
Coming up on a year. It's awesome.
Kim is also almost celebrating her year at the chamber.
So Cammy, what have you seen since you've been there a year now, and this is going to be your first grant cycle? What do you see the benefits to the union community with this?
I just think it's great how we have the philanthropy just going through Yuma, and everybody always wants to help. And just through these grant cycles, it's just great to be able to help those that are helping others, like all of our nonprofits. So it's just great to be able to see that what they're applying with us, that we are able to extend their reach and the projects that they're choosing.
What we like to say at the Arizona Community Foundation is you don't give to the Arizona Community Foundation, you give through the Arizona Community Foundation. So we don't keep the funding. We make sure our role is to bring monies in and give them immediately out. So during COVID, we gave out over $300,000 to nonprofits for COVID relief. We worked with the city of Yuma to give out over $500,000 in small business grants.
Awesome. So I just won the lottery. Didn't really,
yay.
But yeah. So how do I help?
So you can contact us at 539-5343 or go to on our website at www.azfoundation.org/Yuma. And there's different portals there to support different funds here in Yuma. Our most popular are our Veterans Fund. We have a Health Fund. And, of course, our Youth Funds are always very well supported.
Perfect. So I'm sure this doesn't go forever. I mean, because grant cycles usually have a deadline. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, missed the deadline. So when do I apply?
Yeah, so the grant cycle has now opened. And the last day to apply and get your application in is August 13th at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. on the dot.
On the dot.
What if I miss it?
Sorry.
That wouldn't be good.
And just so you know, that's a Friday at 5 o'clock. Usually there's no one at ACF, you know, in the office. We usually leave by noon on Friday. So, you know, get us before Friday.
But if I want to give...
You can give any, text me, 520-403-0791, any time of the day.
So tell me a little bit, I know that you mentioned to me you've got a new grant portal.
Yes.
And what's it like? Can you walk me through it?
Yeah, so our grant portal is a lot easier. It's very simple, and you will go to our website, the www.azfoundation.org. /Yuma and click on grants, like Veronica said, and we do have tutorials there that can step by step get you in, there's an eligibility quiz, so as soon as you do that, then boom, you'll get an email, you can log right in, and it's super easy.
So if I'm technology challenged,
you can call our office, and myself or Veronica can definitely help you with that.
Also, if you are not a nonprofit or a government agency or educational institution and you would like to apply for funding, you can find yourself a fiscal sponsor. So you can reach out to another nonprofit to collaborate with them, and they can act as your fiscal sponsor, so then you can apply for funding.
That's okay. How does that work?
So let's say, I'm going to use my friends at United Way just because I love them.
Yeah.
So if let's say I'm a nonprofit, I just started this last year and my mission is to feed the hungry. So I will reach out to United Way and say, hey, I really want to apply for this grant to take food down to an orphanage. Will you guys help me partner together to do this project? And, you know, they'll say yes or no. And if they say yes, then essentially they're responsible for the money and the way that I implement the money.
So if I have a great idea, you know, orphanage, whatever, or let's say I want to open a community library in my neighborhood, you know, one of the little portals, the little places where you put books for people.
Yeah.
I could do something like that?
Yes and no. So we really strive for funding people who are on their way to become a nonprofit but are not necessarily a nonprofit yet.
Got it.
We don't do individual funding because then we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Right. Understood. And with that, we have to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
We're dry today, 111 the high. but there's a slight chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow and Friday, a few thunderstorms by Saturday, and any of those thunderstorms could produce some heavy rain and gusty winds. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Wokeness is destroying America. In just a few months, Biden has taken America from energy independent to gas running out. And now most of us are paying 50 to 75% more at the pump. Arizona, blue ain't your color. This is Dr. Bob Brandt with the Power of Five. Conservative candidates will need an army of volunteers to make this state red again and to defeat wokeness. Please go to thepowerofives.com today to find out how to volunteer.
Introducing the largest Toyota dealership in Imperial Valley, United Toyota. With hundreds of available new and pre-owned vehicles, United Toyota has a car, truck, or SUV for every lifestyle and budget. Shop us online at UnitedToyotaImperial.com.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. And in the studio this morning, we have Ross, who unfortunately we had to take all of his microphone away this morning. Not because we don't love him, but because we have a limited quantity. but this morning we're here talking with the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma, and it is the grant cycle. And in studio this morning, we have Veronica Shore. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Cami Frost. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so ACF has been around just for a couple of years, right? No, it's a long time.
Yes, since 1993.
And so what all have they done since, I mean, that's a long time.
So our main mission has been to mobilize philanthropy in the community in the ways of scholarships and grants, both competitive and non-competitive. We support a lot of educational and health initiatives. I think we've given over $10 million since 1993.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's the power of endowment.
It is. And so I know that you mentioned to me about the Sturgis Charitable Trust.
Yes, so we couldn't do our competitive grant cycle without the support of the Sturgis Charitable Trust. Every year they provide anywhere between $50,000 and $60,000 to support our nonprofit grant cycle because they truly believe in carrying the mission of the Sturgis family in supporting our community.
And what is it?
So I actually shared a story in our grants workshop about the family. They came from different states and ended up here in Yuma, Arizona. And then they own some fields of cotton and ag fields. And the Rose Sturgis was a teacher at
Was it 4th Avenue Junior High?
But it was 4th Avenue Grammar School at the time. And Stephen Sturgis was actually one of the original graduates of Yuma High School when it was at Prison Hill. So he's one of the original Yuma criminals. And, you know, so they were really invested and loved by the community, especially Rose, since she was an educator. And they just decided to leave their legacy, their trust, to support the Yuma community. And they have a board of trustees who oversee those monies. You can't make any requests directly through them for grants. You have to go through the Arizona Community Foundation.
That's great. So how do I get a grant? I mean, how do I apply for one? I mean, I know you have a portal, but, I mean, tell me what kind of questions are asked.
Oh, okay. So some of the questions that are asked are essentially, what's your program going to be? Who are you going to serve? Basically, what's your return on investment? So how much it's going to cost, what the purpose is, if there's any duplicate programs already, why are you the best fit to do this program, general grant questions.
And how is the decision made?
It's with our board of advisors at ACF here in Yuma, so it's local.
Our local board of advisors here in Yuma get together, and we do have a panel that do go through, but then the final decision is made by our board of advisors.
And can I reach out to them?
No, please don't. No, we actually have a group of community members that we reach out to review all of our grants first, And so if you're interested in seeing what some of the nonprofits are up to, please feel free to call us so that you can be a grant reviewer. You don't have to be an expert in grant reviewing and grant writing or grant reading. It's a pretty simple process. You can call us 539-5343 if you want to know more about how to get involved in that process.
Grant writing, in my experience, is kind of an art form.
Yes.
Do you, I mean, cross every T, dot every I?
So ACFs, although we are want to follow regular grant writing procedures, we are very inclusive of giving everybody an opportunity to apply for funding. We understand that some people have dedicated grant writing professionals, mm-hmm. and we know that some people are writing it themselves, and it could be their first or second grant ever. So we try to be very lenient about how the grant is written. And I used to be a grant writer myself, for the library, actually. And I used to, like, not add a comma or a period because of word count. And then I would have my supervisor come in and be like, you're missing a comma, you're missing a period. No, I'm not. You know, it's word count. So so it's a lot of understanding of things like that.
Do you help people with that?
So we will not write the grant for you. But if you have any questions, we can definitely talk.
So I can't call you up, Cammy, and say, Cammy, can you write my grant for me?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't work.
But you had a grant writing workshop.
We did. We had two grant writing workshops last week, and we actually are going to have them available online on our Facebook page at the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma Facebook page and on our website.
Do you help people write grants for other places?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our hands are full. Plates are full.
And so one other quick question, because I know we touched on this a little bit ago, but I you know, people don't always understand how exactly this works. You don't fund, like, any projects yourself. You're kind of a go-between the funding and the nonprofits where the funding actually goes.
Yes and no. So we have fund holders I have over 72 local funds that I manage here in Yuma, which people have set up. Some of them are designated funds, which means that they decide which nonprofits they want to give their money to already every year. Like, we have a lot of animal welfare and for the cancer and things like that. But then we have some people who just say, I just want to help children. So then we help mitigate that process of which nonprofits are eligible to apply for that kind of funding.
So, like, I guess my question is, if I had that dream again of winning the lottery, I guess I have to buy a lottery ticket first. Mm-hmm. But if I had that dream of winning the lottery, and I decided I wanted to set up some sort of a trust or something that would give money to Yuma residents, could I do that through you?
Yeah. So you actually don't have to wait till you win the lottery to give or set up a fund. If you have just regular disposable income every month of maybe like $20 or $30, you can always support our Yuma Community Fund, our San Luis Community Fund, or our Summerton Community Fund. Or if you are, you know, you have 10 kids, but they're all very successful, and you were going to have them inherit land or anything like that, but now you know they don't need it and you need the tax break better, then you can always donate your land or any property that you have to ACF, and we can either set up a fund for you with that, or we can just put it in the fund that you want.
What about planned giving?
Yes, please. The foundation wouldn't exist without planned giving. And, you know, the Soldwedel family set up a planned gift. The Moody family set up a planned gift. And now, after their passing, those gifts help support programs like Parks and Rec, our administrative services here at ACF, and many other programs. One of our biggest ones is animal welfare. A family set up a planned gift, and when they pass, now we give the Humane Society $35,000 a year. Just from that planned gift that continues to grow. So please, if you love Yuma, love nonprofits in the community, please reach out to me so we can talk about planned gifts.
Do I need to be a millionaire to do it?
Nope, you don't have to be a millionaire.
Russ is nodding at me, but Veronica's telling me no.
No, I'm going to send Russ the information on how to set up a planned gift.
So, you know, average person like me, okay, normal, everyday Joe, or Joanne, as the case may be. How do I do it?
You just have to come and meet with me, and we'll talk about your, we will actually won't talk about your finances. You know, if you have a financial advisor, I'll have you talk to your financial advisor about the best way to set up a gift, or, and you don't have to give now. That's the beauty of it. It's a planned gift, so you don't have to give any money now. If you want to give now, again, there's different ways to support different funds that are already established.
So I know people, when I say planned giving, you know, until I got in the nonprofit world, I didn't know what it was. Can you give us just kind of a brief nuts and bolts overview of what a planned gift is and how it works?
A planned gift is a promise that you will add a nonprofit to your will when upon your passing, designating a percentage of your will, or like your life insurance, making the charity a beneficiary.
Can I buy a life insurance policy and make them the beneficiary?
Yes, you can.
And so it does. And do you care how much it is? I mean, if it was $20,000, $50,000?
No, not at all. And the beauty of that is if you do that, you sometimes we know that somebody has set us up as their beneficiary, and sometimes we don't. We like to know just to kind of keep track of future gifts, which is where the promise comes in.
Yeah. So Rush saying push you in front of a bus. No.
We're not in the business of murdering.
I'm like, fortunately, I know Veronica and Cammie well enough. No, that's not going to happen. I just care, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we see the commercials on TV now with life insurance being inexpensive.
Yes.
And so that can be a great way to give. What are the advantages to the person? I mean, what's in it for me?
You feel good. you leave a legacy behind, so your name is attached to this nonprofit that you decide to give to, and then there's always tax benefits. So sometimes when the inheritance tax, when you pass it on to your children, you get taxed like 20%, something ridiculous. But if you include a nonprofit there, then you know, the money doesn't get lost.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And so. Sorry, I lost my train of thought right in the middle of all of this. And so, again, just before, because I know we're going to have to go on another break pretty soon, but the grant portal, you're going to talk me through it, right?
Yes.
You're going to walk me through it. Perfect. But I can give at any time.
You can give any time. Just call us, 539-5343, with any questions you may have, whether it's related to giving, to apply for funding, or even if you want to know what nonprofits we've given to in the last, since 1993, we can help with all of that.
And do you know if you're on like philanthropy.org and or places like that that research
everywhere
nonprofits?
So the Arizona Community Foundation is one of the top 26 foundations in the entire United States.
And what? And tell us what that means.
It means our we're one of the best. Top 30. Actually, our assets in the last year have $1.5 billion
mm-hmm. Wow.
That we manage all together across the state.
And the ratings, I know how they work as far as like making sure that it goes towards programs and services with a minimum amount going to overhead.
Oh, yeah. We have a 1% or less that goes to overhead. So Cammie and I don't get paid anything to do all this good work.
That's actually, for those that don't know, an awesome number.
Yeah.
I mean, less than 1% is pretty amazing for nonprofits.
We are not flying in our private jets anywhere.
First class?
Nope.
I'm like, what vehicles did you drive into the radio station with?
A Hyundai.
Russ has given her his thumbs up.
Yeah.
And the issue is you do amazing things, but of course with minimal staff due to that.
Yeah, so Cammie and I are two staff members here in Yuma who do a grant cycle, a scholarship. Heart of Yuma is our big community event, and we do have a board of advisors who help us do a lot of great things. But yeah, most of the time it's just Cammie and I.
Awesome. And with that, we're going to take another break, and we'll get back to Heart of Yuma and the scholarships after that. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you ever get annoyed, so give me a built employee. I love to work at nothing.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children, do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. This set is made from USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. For a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of just $39.99 with promo code ELDORADO. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well. Enter promo code ELDORADO or call 800-844-0483 for these great radio specials. Remember to use the promo code ELDORADO or go online now to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code ELDORADO.
Summer heat is on the way. Time to check or replace your air conditioning system. This is Russ Clark from my friends at Quick Refrigeration. Yes, new systems are still 30 to 40% more efficient than a unit 10 years old. So call Quick Refrigeration, your trusted technician, keeping you cool since 1955. Also, experts in plumbing and tankless water heaters. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Quick, quick, quick refrigeration. Quick, quick, quick refrigeration. And we get you cool, crack.
We get up every morning from the long box morning, taking 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above us, people pushing, people shoving, and the girls who try to look pretty. And if your dream's on time, you can get to work by 9. And lock your sleep and stop to get your pay. If you ever get annoyed, you'll get.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. Only the good stuff from the Chamber, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to all the amazing things that are going on at the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma, there are some great things going on at the Chamber as well. First of all, we are back to in-person events. We had our first Good Morning Yuma, and it was a lot of fun. I hope you'll join us for those. Our next event is going to be our mixer, which is going to be at the Yuma International Airport. It is going to be on Wednesday, July 28th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. All of our events are pre-registration only, which means you need to go to our website, yumachamber.org, to register before you go. The mixer, the cost is $10, and it is members only or members and guests only. Members can bring non-members if they want to. Beyond that, our next big event is going to be the Mega Mixer and Expo, which we'd love to invite the community out. We are bringing our Expo back. It is going to be on September 11th at the Yuma Civic Center. We are going to have booths. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're looking at adding some things for children at this particular event so that parents can come and do things with their children in addition to walking around seeing all the booths. I know that my child does not like walking around booths, and so it's great to have a break, somewhere to go with the kids. But just all the different services that we have here in Yuma, there will be booths that you can find that out. And even more fun to me anyway is we will also be hosting Taste of Yuma. You said food, that you talk in my language. So we are going to have Taste of Yuma. It's going to be on the Sunset Terrace behind the Civic Center, virtually
beautiful
the same hours.
Location.
It is. And we are going to have a lot of fun out there. Everybody's going to be able to buy tokens for just inexpensive sample sizes of the food from the restaurant. So if there's a restaurant there you haven't tried yet, this is the perfect opportunity to check out their food, see what they have. I just really think it's going to be a fun day for everybody. You'll find out a lot about the businesses we have in Yuma, but really want to invite the community out to that again. September 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Yuma Civic Center, and there is no cost to attend.
Awesome.
I know, that's even better. So there will be a small cost. We haven't set the pricing yet for Taste of Yuma, but it'll be a few dollars. We're not...
Worth it.
Exactly, totally worth it. Thanks, Veronica. Oh, my gosh. I need to have you start plugging the chamber event instead. I knew there was a reason we had you on our board.
Right?
I think you had us at food.
Yeah. Well, you had me at food. Yeah. That was the whole idea. But what people also may not know is that in addition to the chamber at that event, a lot of the different people that have booths there not only have their own giveaways, but the chamber has giveaways. So, a lot of free stuff.
It is one of the most fun events here in Yuma.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It'll be my first one.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited because all of those expos always have a lot of cool free stuff that you can get in addition to the information. And then adding the food on top of it, to me, was just kind of the icing on the cake.
What I love about it is that, you know, I see all of these business owners at Good Morning Yuma all the time.
Right.
And I see their logos and their shirts, but most of the time, maybe I don't know what their business actually is. So at the expo, I get to see their setup and then their brochures and understand a little bit more about what they do, which is like, oh, okay, now that I make the connections.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So do you win cool prizes?
Yes, there's so many cool raffles everywhere. Actually, I never win, but...
I know how that goes.
Amber Thornton always wins, so I'm sure she's going to win.
I'm like, I should be probably watching my Facebook. She's probably messaging me right now.
Yeah.
She does win a lot.
Yeah.
I see her a lot.
Lady Luck.
We need to get her to come with us for luck.
Yeah. Amber, will you be my date to the expo?
Awesome. With that, thank you so much. I'm like, that's,
yeah.
You know, because it'll be my first one, so it's great to have that insight. I'm super excited just about getting back to events.
I know. Good Morning Yuma was so awesome. It was so great to see everybody in person, and it was a little nerve-wracking just to be like, wait, do you remember me? Can we say hi to each other?
And you know what? I'm noticing we're getting a little bit less of the whole hand dance, where it's like, do you shake hands? Do you hug? Do you fist bump? Do you elbow bump? Do you, you know, everybody's got their own now method, but we're starting to figure that out. It's great.
Humans are huggers.
They are.
Everyone goes in for the big hug. Mm-hmm.
So am I. So it works out.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Yeah,
I'll,
for sure.
You know, I'll hug all of them. So.
No boundaries.
No. Well, with that, let's get back to events. Heart of Yuma, which is amazing.
Yes.
Speaking of amazing events.
Heart of Yuma. We're going to be celebrating the 22nd annual Heart of Yuma event this year, October 19th. Last year, we had to do it virtually, you know. And this year, unfortunately, we're going to do it virtually again, mostly because we didn't know the CDC guidelines, where they were going to be by October. And we really need... at least 6 months in advance to plan the event. So our team just wouldn't be able to plan an in-person event. So it's going to be virtual again. We will have a live voting component for the Yuma Hero Award. And we'll probably have a photo booth somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, we had a photo booth downtown so people can go take selfies during Heart of Yuma. And that was a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Can we go down there with our heart? Will they have their hearts already?
Yeah,
at that
we do
point?
Have a heart over there.
Awesome.
So the nominees won't have their hearts at that point, but we do have a heart there, just, you know.
I just want to know, how do I get a heart? I mean, I have four in my office. They're really cute. But
yeah, so we have a nomination process that's going to open up probably at the end of August and be open throughout September. And there's different categories to get nominated for. Usually every year we recognize every single person that gets nominated. That gets really expensive.
Okay.
So
yeah.
This year we are only doing the top five in each category.
And so, you know, Russ is really amazing. How do I nominate him? He's giving me looks.
When we are going to put our call out for nominations next month, and we can come in back and chat about it, but you can always keep an eye on it on our Facebook page or our website, www.azfoundation.org/Yuma.
Are there different categories?
Yes, we have volunteer, outstanding business, outstanding benefactor. Outstanding you.
Yeah, I put you on the spot, didn't I?
Yeah, I know you did. My mind is like Grant's right now.
I know.
Next week I'll be Heart of Yuma. But philanthropist of the year.
And then for-profit.
For-profit, non-profit. So I encourage all nonprofits who get sponsorships by various businesses to nominate them and think about them because this is a great way to recognize them If you have volunteers that volunteer, you know, those behind-the-scene volunteers, nominate them as well. If you outstanding youth, we encourage all teachers, counselors, and everybody who works with youth to think about those youth that go above and beyond. Last year we had Ellie, Miss Yuma County, who won the category. She does a lot of great work. And we've also had Garvey Blackwell, who had like a million hours of volunteer work done.
Wow.
So she's pretty amazing. And we've had a lot of outstanding youth. Shelby Lagunas also, you know, won. And a lot of great students.
So I have about a gazillion people that I feel like I should nominate. Is it going to take me hours?
No, it's a very simple and quick process to nominate. Of course, all the basic information. But really, the hardest part is opening the nomination form and deciding who to nominate. Because, like you said, there's so many great people here in Yuma. We highly encourage people to nominate people who haven't been nominated in the past. And we'll share a list of previous nominees on our Facebook page.
Can I nominate more than one person for a category?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Is it? And we've talked about the categories. And so you're going to share a list. You know where it is on the Facebook page? I mean, can I go there now and find?
It's like, not off. Well, actually, yeah. If you could scroll back through our history at the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma Facebook page, you'll see a list of our previous winners under our Heart of Yuma event.
Well, can I still watch last year's?
Yes, you can. It's on the website. It's on the Facebook page.
How do I watch this year?
So this year we will have it live on Facebook, and I think that's it.
That's okay.
Well, you'll have to register.
Really,
you'll have to register through a link, and then you can watch it that way.
But I'm sure it'll be saved. If it's live on Facebook, it'll be saved, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not available on October 19th,
yeah,
I can watch
and last
it.
Year, one of the cool things about COVID, not cool things about COVID, but having a virtual event because of COVID, some people, like I know the Boy Scouts, all got together in a church and watched the event together because they had some nominees. So even though we couldn't gather together as a group, some people watched together. I know a few restaurants who aired the event as well, and I don't know, it's just people made it work.
We need to have a watch party.
Yes, a watch party.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, who wants to host the watch party?
I know, that's what I'm talking about. We're gonna have a Heart of Yuma watch party.
Yes, not sponsored by ACF.
Yeah.
Well, and we really encourage during the Heart of Yuma also to support the local businesses for your meal that night. Go get your meal, then come back home, and then watch us online.
I actually sat and watched on my phone in the restaurant. So, I mean,
very cool.
It just, you don't have to go back home.
Right. That's true.
Well, this year there's less restrictions, so definitely we encourage all the restaurants to air the event and have invite people to come have dinner at your place.
That would be really amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Yeah, you heard it here first, right?
Yes. And like I said, we're kind of grand cycle and kind of tilting into Heart of Yuma.
I know, but they are amazing. I mean, and Yuma is such an amazing community, and I see those four sitting in the chamber office, and I wasn't even with the chamber, and I'm already proud of them that the chamber was honored. With those hearts. They're pretty coveted.
Everyone is so proud of their hearts. Wherever you go and there's a heart displayed, people display them with a lot of heart and a lot of pride. So we're glad that we can provide those kinds of... Well, we just provide the hearts, but people provide the nominations. So we highly encourage everyone to nominate.
Awesome. And, of course, I'm going to shift gears a second because I also know that you do a lot with scholarships. And, you know, I have this high school senior coming. And so, tell me all about this because we need money for college.
Yeah, so our scholarship cycle will be starting in January, and that'll open up, and we'll have a cash for college event, and we will have that date for you as it comes sooner. Again, get on Facebook and like it.
End of January.
Yeah, it's usually the end of January each year. And, yeah, if you have a senior, you'll need to get on there and get registered and watch it and sit there with your student and make them register.
Okay, well, I have a lot more questions. We have to hold that thought for a minute because it's time for another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Hope
Jeff lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. Or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Eldorado Broadcasters is now hiring a paid intern, 20 hours per week temp position, starting fall 2021. We're seeking someone interested in exploring a career in the operational side of broadcasting, focusing on news digital platforms, should have strong computer, social media knowledge, and interest in gathering and producing news stories for on-air digital presentation. College student eligible for school credit is preferred. Please send your resume to hiremenow@edbroadcasters.com. Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Bill Alexander Flightline Mitsubishi is sending you to Las Vegas to see the King, George Strait. All during the month of July, stop by Flightline Mitsubishi on 32nd Street in Yuma and register to win your chance to see George Strait in Las Vegas in August at T-Mobile Arena. Everyone that enters at Flightline Mitsubishi has a chance for a pair of tickets, a $100 gas card, and a chance at a grand prize with upgraded seats and a $250 gas card. Log on to KTTIFM.com to find out how to get even more chances. Is it winning?
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, only the good stuff from the Chamber, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and we are here in the studio with Russ, who, as always, is still giving us his input, even though he doesn't have a mic, and Veronica Shore. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning.
And Cami Frost. Good morning, Cami.
Good morning.
And we're talking about the Arizona Community Foundation of Yuma, and we started talking about scholarships before the break, and sorry, I have a mic, so I get to play 20 questions now with the senior coming up.
Yes.
So just, we started talking about a little bit, there will be a portal, there will be, you know, a scholarship day, but, you know, it's in January. I'm a planning person, and so I'm already panicked about how we're going to pay for college. So can you just kind of walk me through the process so that I'm a little less panicked between now and January?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. So your students and yourself can watch our Cash for College event towards the end of January, and that helps step you through the process, but I will tell you now how that process works. We're all eager to know that, especially as parents of a senior. You will log on to the website, and it's a one-stop shop. You fill out one simple application, your child will, and it just goes to several opportunities. They will pop up, and then you can look through them. There's some that aren't auto-matched, but most of them are.
What do you mean auto-matched?
Auto-matched is where the criteria is put in, so maybe their field of interest, where they want to go to school, you know, type of degree they want to earn, and those donors who have put that in specifically for if they want to become a doctor.
So, for example, a doctor is a good one. So we have a nursing scholarship. So if you've declared that you want to go to college for nursing when you fill out your application, again, it doesn't have to be set in stone. It just has to be a start or an idea. Then that'll match you to nursing scholarships that support people in Yuma. We have a nursing scholarship for females that go to Yuma High School.
Okay.
And we have nursing scholarships that are for everybody in the community. And we are big ones. We have engineering that benefit COFA and Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have an ag scholarship through the Griffin family. And that is $5,000 to go to the U of A.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about homeschoolers?
They can also apply.
Yeah, everybody can
apply. Are there
apply.
Multiple, like, for every type of... What about underwater basket weaving?
Yes. Whatever you have an idea for, there's always a scholarship. That can be considered a trade, right?
Right.
Or humanities, you're increasing the arts in the community. We do have a humanities-related scholarship here where it's really focused on communication. So if you want to get into broadcasting, radio, journalism, arts, or anything like that, mm-hmm. you can apply for that scholarship.
Russ, you should apply. You might want to get into broadcasting at some point. He says he needs the help.
It's never too late to learn. Yeah, no, and with that said, we can have adult learners also apply. Current college students can also apply. And not only do you get matched to local opportunities, but ACF is the largest scholarship provider in the entire state.
So you get matched to statewide opportunities as well.
And how are the scholarships awarded?
We have a panel who reviews scholarships in each scholarship that...
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. For each category.
For each category.
Yeah. For each degree, yeah. So we have a group that goes in and they go through the applications and they decide who the top ones are. And then it just depends how much money has been accumulated in those accounts. Sometimes it can be more than just one scholarship.
Do you know, are there scholarships that don't get awarded? All the time. So mm-hmm. we have the hardest job in the community. We have the job of bringing in money, right? Fundraising, mm-hmm. which is actually the easy part. Mm-hmm. The hardest part is giving the money out because there's guidelines and qualifications that people have to meet. So, yeah, some years we've gone where no one's applied for a specific scholarship just because of the restrictions of the scholarship.
And what happens to the scholarship fund?
It just, the money gets reinvested for next year.
So it's possible if somebody didn't apply last year, he might get double this year?
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, darn.
But sometimes we'll have a scholarship fund holder, a donor, who set up the scholarship that if they say they have $5,000 that they want to give every, or $10,000 that they have to give, and they want to do two $5,000 scholarships, and only one student applies, there's a really good opportunity that student will get the full $10,000.
That's amazing. Do you have any tips as a parent? Do you have any tips, like, other than being sure to apply? I mean, you can't get one if you don't apply, but do you have any tips as a mom of a senior that might give him a leg up as to, you know, how to get one of the scholarships?
I would say that's a great question. And from what we've seen, it's really important to intern or volunteer. So that way you could have a mentor that really sponsors and writes a really good recommendation letter.
So recommendation letters are needed?
Some scholarships require that, not all of them, but it's always an extra bonus.
So it might help if they start preparing now because that's something that they can't wait until January.
Yeah.
Right.
I think if you can, start talking to any mentors now to start writing you letters of reference. Again, they're not required. Some scholarships here in Yuma do require them, so we just encourage everyone to get them. You don't want to wait till the last minute because everybody else is going to be asking for those reference letters.
Mm-hmm.
So get a head start on it. Also, start calculating all your volunteer hours or anything that you do. ACF is very transparent, so you can actually go on our website and find the questions that we ask when you apply for the scholarship. Or you can always just call us and we'll let you know as well. It's not a secret.
So it's like the ACT, SAT, we can take a practice exam.
Yes. Yes, you can. We make it easy. Again, we're not trying to hold money hostage. We want to get rid of money. We, mm-hmm. you know, the $10 million that we've given out since 1993 didn't get given because we set up barriers. We want to make the money easily accessible.
Any other tips that you have?
Try to come up with unique stories.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that's what gets the reviewers to award higher points. A lot of the time we get the same stories over and over again, so it's kind of nice to just spice things up a little bit.
So, Mom, I'm looking for every tip. What, can you give an example of a unique story? No.
I don't
review them. So
yeah,
I don't
have any kids in high school.
And mine just graduated college, so.
But we're probably looking for good stories, not the time you got kicked out of class.
Right.
If you can turn it into a good story, maybe.
Yeah. He hasn't, by the way.
Yeah.
So I want to go back then to that. I mean, thank you so much for that because, you know, I do have a senior, so I figured, hey, I can monopolize the time.
Yeah. No, really, the easiest thing is apply.
Yeah.
Apply. Give yourself that opportunity.
It's one that you can't play if you don't win.
Exactly.
Or you can't win if you don't play.
Or the lottery.
Other way.
Yeah, the other way.
Apparently, it's too early in the morning for me. I did have coffee. And so the grants are the same way.
Yes.
Do you have grants to go on?
No, grants never go unfunded. We always, always, always have multiple opportunities to fund.
Are there certain grants that you have to have certain... like the scholarships are, that you have to have certain criteria. I mean, certain earmarked to children's programs or to education.
Besides those basic earmarks, there's not many more restrictions.
So super easy.
Yeah, super, super easy.
How competitive is it?
Very competitive. We're probably the only nonprofit organization here in Yuma that offers a competitive grant cycle. So every year we get between 80 and 100 applicants, and we usually only fund about 30 of them.
So a big sigh. You can't hear that on the radio, but I'm just like, big sigh.
So if you're a person with a lot of money who doesn't know what to do with it and you want to help support and fund more nonprofits, please give us a call so that we can, you know, double that number of funding.
And, but, okay, so I'm one of 30 that gets my grant. Tell me the next steps. Reporting?
We do mid-year site visits, which is where we bring our board of advisors and somebody from Sturgis Charitable Trust to go through your nonprofit, and you just kind of walk us through what you're doing. It's actually one of my favorite things to do. And what else? And then we do a annual report at the end of the year, end of year report.
I'm curious about that now. It's very time-consuming to do these walkthroughs. What do you like about them?
Everything. Just seeing the program in action. So, again, it's almost like the chamber mixer, right? So I get to see people in person doing what they love. And really, that's the site visits. One of my favorites was going to Old Souls because we got to see all the animals that they had there at their house. And at the time, Miguel was my coordinator, and he was completely freaking out with all So that was my favorite. No, but actually, the Conservation Garden. Have you been to the Yuma Conservation Garden out on 32nd Street?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know how amazing that was. They have a duck pond in the front, which is what most people know it for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go around almost where the fair entrance is,
mm-hmm.
you walk into a whole different world.
It really
is so amazing, and I highly encourage everyone to go down there and take a visit. That was one of my favorite visits.
I think one of my favorite places growing up. My mom would take me there, and we would always see the ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that long ago, it was still there.
I think I just want to come do the visits with you now.
Yeah, actually, you're invited. And really, and because we fund in San Luis and Somerton as well,
uh-huh.
It's fun to go out to those areas and get to see the nonprofits over there. And then we usually have lunch out there, so that's always fun too.
You're countywide, just like we are.
Countywide, yes.
Countywide.
Yes.
Welton, mm-hmm. Tacna.
Yes, Dateland, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Gadsden.
Like, that's pretty much the only restriction. Well, in the 501c3 government entity.
Yeah, and we actually also help our neighbors, Winter Haven, Bard, and the Kachan. We do have some grants that help those areas as well. Regional.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you told me a little bit about the duck pond. What favorite... What I mean, you know, you only do this as a nonprofit exec because it makes you feel good. I mean, I know that. I mean, mm-hmm. it doesn't pay that great.
Right.
We already talked about that. So what keeps you going every day with doing these grants and the scholarships?
You know, I love nonprofits, and I love their mission and what they do in the communities. Because I grew up in a single-parent household, and we used a lot of the nonprofits to help us, you know, grow and survive. I went to college, have a master's degree. Now I'm a homeowner, and so they help. I mean, they help make Yuma a better place. You know, I'm not on welfare. I'm not on anything like that. So they really just help elevate the community. And for me, you know, just going back and visiting some of the places, like 4th Avenue Junior High, that was my middle school,
mm-hmm.
and ACF funded a ballet program to help those girls get into ballet, because usually ballet is an expensive sport, mm-hmm. and, you know, most people can't afford it. And going back to 4th Avenue to see the site visit and watch the girls do ballet was very exciting, because I hadn't been to 4th Avenue in many, many years. So.
And so we are almost out of time, so let's take one more minute just to kind of where do they go to apply for the grant or if they want to donate?
www.azfoundation.org/Yuma. You can always give us a call, 539-5343, or find us on Facebook.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Veronica and Cammie. That's all the time we have. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Free. preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.